This past Tuesday, hundreds of candidates were elected to serve at the federal, state, and local level. One of those newly elected officials is a man from Texas by the name of Dan Crenshaw, who will now represent his district as a congressman in the United States House of Representatives. Crenshaw is a retired lieutenant commander with the United States Navy and a former Navy SEAL. After graduating from college with a naval officer commission, he immediately reported for SEAL training and excelled during that training. And when it was finished, he was deployed to Fallujah in Iraq. He had a second deployment, and his third deployment was in Afghanistan. And after 6 months of combat operations, Dan was hit by an IED blast in Helmand Province, Afghanistan. The blast tore out his right eye and severely damaged his left. He was in a coma for several days, followed by a very long period of recovery. I mention Lieutenant Commander Dan Crenshaw today for two reasons. First, today, as you know, is Veterans Day, a time to honor all those who have served in the United States Armed Forces. Dan Crenshaw risked his life and left an eye on the battlefield in defense of our freedom. The second reason I mention him today has to do with our readings, because both the first reading and the gospel focus our attention on the need to be good stewards of what we have, and then to cultivate a willingness to use our gifts in sacrificial service of God and other people. In our first reading, we hear the story of the prophet Elijah. He arrives at the entrance to the city of Zarephath, and he encounters a widow who's gathering some sticks to make a fire. And he asks her for some water and some bread. The people of Zarephath were suffering from a great drought that had gone on for some period of time, and this widow is on the brink of starvation. And she says to him, "There's only a handful of flour in my jar and a little oil in my jug. Just now," she said, "I was collecting a couple of sticks to go in and prepare something for myself and my son, and when we have eaten it, we shall die." Despite this, she uses some of that flour and oil to make a cake for Elijah. And it's amazing because even in her poverty, she's willing to use what little she had in service to Elijah. By helping Elijah, the widow showed that if she and her son were going to die, at least they would die without being selfish. Which, it seems to me, was the response of Commander Dan Crenshaw and all those serving in the armed forces. Our men and women in uniform, especially those in places like Afghanistan and Iraq, have made the decision that if they are going to die, they will not die selfishly. They are willing to use their gifts and talents in service of God and country. And like the widow of Zarephath, they are outstanding stewards, even to the point of death. And then we move from the first reading to the gospel. Our gospel tells of the good stewardship of a widow. The scene is the temple, and we have these wealthy people milling about, making kind of a show of their donations. So they have the metal receptacle, and they're making sure that they're, you know, banging the big coins against the metal so that everyone can see what they're giving, and by the sound can realize they're giving something pretty significant. And then there's this widow who has two tiny little coins, and she drops them in to the vessel. And Jesus says, "Amen, I say to you, this poor widow put in more than all the other contributors to the treasury. For they have all contributed from their surplus wealth, but she from her poverty has contributed all she had, her whole livelihood." The Lord points out that for most of us, our tendency is to give from our surplus rather than our substance. and particularly when it comes to money. Jesus uses the poverty of this widow and her generosity to shame the scribes and the rich, and then to reach out and to challenge each one of us today. Just as there's a parallel between Commander Dan Crenshaw and the widow in our first reading, I see also a parallel with this widow in the gospel. I say this because after a long recovery period from losing his right eye, he did gain use of his left eye, and after that happened, he voluntarily returned to active duty and served two more tours, but this time only with one eye. In his poverty, in his poverty of sight, he was still willing to serve, still willing to give back to God and country, which is a textbook definition of an outstanding steward. As we reflect on two widows and a newly elected war hero to Congress, we ask for ourselves the grace that we too might be good stewards of what God has given to us, to be generous and to be sacrificial with our time, with our gifts, and with our bank accounts. And we can do so confidently because God always rewards generosity, and God will never be outdone in generosity. We see that in the widow of the first reading. She's generous to Elijah, and what happens? She has oil and flour for an entire year provided to her by God until the rains come. The widow in the gospel was rewarded with the admiration of Jesus. Imagine Jesus pointing you out as a model of holiness and discipleship. And then Dan Crenshaw was rewarded with the gift of life and the ability to achieve his aspiration to serve as a member of Congress. These are examples of God's great goodness to us and our own need to respond to that goodness with generosity, and with service, and with sacrifice.